This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Price Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. You can find me online, Ryan Recker Radio. Still some time to go and vote in that latest YouTube poll. Very easy. Which of these will have the greatest impact on the 2024 presidential race? Illegal immigration, economy, personality, or other? What may it be? Go vote now. We'll have the results coming up here within the half hour or so from now. All right, Ryan Wiggins, you've been looking at the polling very closely, and it's important to note that what you see may be different than some of the headlines you see on these major news websites.
This is why it's so important to be able to dive into polls to find out how they're doing them, and not just how, but really, most importantly, who are they polling and how are they weighting the poll? Because you can do a lot with a couple little numbers there, and that is easy to overlook unless you dive into the crosstabs, which I was doing all morning and actually have been doing a little bit during the show because a new one dropped. But the big one that made all the headlines is the Reuters Ipsos poll that is the first, and they were saying this, and it was true, the first poll released since Kamala Harris became the candidate for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Has Harris up by two. And if you've been watching all the polling, Trump's been up in all of, and this is a national poll, okay? So this isn't a state poll, which is really what matters. But these national polls, they kind of give you a gauge on the way people are feeling. And all of a sudden, Harris declares her candidacy and she's up by two. It's the only one we've seen with a Democrat up. It's got to be that Kamala Harris has changed the game.
It's the Kamala Harris poll? Is that what you said it was?
No, it's the Reuters poll.
Reuters poll, okay.
Reuters Ipsos. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. I would have expected there might have been a little bit of bump, just excitement bump that they got. So I dove into this poll and was looking at the results and why did Kamala Harris seem to jump up from her previous Reuters poll, because they were asking this question. They've been asking the question about Harris for a while now. Ever since the debate, it became a good poll question because, hey, maybe it's not Joe Biden anymore. And here we are. So here's what's flawed about this poll that is making national news. It was yesterday, even this morning, was the Reuters poll has Harris up. Mm-hmm. They oversampled Democrats. So instead of it being even, you know, you have 36% Republicans, 36% Democrats, and whatever left of independents is usually the way they do it. And they always oversample independents in these things. They just always do. Not just them. Everybody. Don't know why they do it. Reuters oversampled Democrats in this poll by 6 points.
Okay.
And still only had Harris up by two.
Okay.
Okay. So if you go, well, okay, but the most important thing is how do they compare it to previous polls that they've done on the same topic, not with Biden, but with Harris. So if you look back to the beginning of July, Reuters released one that was, okay, Trump versus Harris, who would you hypothetically vote for? Because at that time, she didn't have the nomination. Well, at that time, it was Trump plus one. And so they're looking at these and going, oh, wow, look, she's flipped 3 points. She's gained 3 points. Well, guess what? If you look into the methodology of both of those polls from the same pollster, Reuters, mm-hmm. You find that in early July, they waited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Now they weighted at Democrats plus 6. Where do you think where do you think those 3 percentage points came from? They just weighted it plus 3 more. That's it. So nothing, according to their poll, nothing has changed in this race since she declared. Isn't that amazing? That should be the headline, but it's not.
I know what Donald Trump would say. They're weighting it based on Joe Biden's handicap in golf.
Yes.
Basically, yeah. Have to give her a handicap. So let's look at the numbers. When they weigh the polls a certain way, do they take that into consideration when they come out with the numbers, or is it just, okay, we're going to take everything that we got and then punch it in and then just output? Or do they actually scale back some of the extra Democrat votes that came in?
They do. So they can weight them. And this one, like I said, they have been, and traditionally this is true. Traditionally, yeah. You do have a little bit more of a Democrat turnout in a national election than you do Republicans. It's why you see a national popular vote win by Democrats, but a Republican could still win because of the Electoral College. Not always, but sometimes. So they do tend to weight it, but usually the good ones, they weight it by about what the margin has been in actual elections. You right. say, okay, if Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2% more than Donald Trump or whatever, however you find it, then you weight that for the next poll and you say, okay, we'll have 2% more Democrat turnout. A lot of these polls, though, they start projecting and saying things like, well, we think that this is the way it's going to go. And so we think right now, amazingly, Reuters has been saying, we think that we'll have 3% more Democrats turnout than Republicans. Now, that already is a stretch.
That's a stretch,
yeah. But to move it to be 6% more Democrats will turn out in this election than Republicans, and you still only have Harris by plus 2, it's saying a lot. And since we're already on the topic, let me jump to a different one, because we're talking about this Reuters one simply because it's making so much news. Mm-hmm. NPR and PBS, Marist, released one today also. And it's the second one that's come out since Harris has been the candidate. The last time they did this, it was Trump plus 1. And they have Democrats weighted by plus 3. Mm-hmm. They did the exact same thing this time. I'll give them credit for at least being consistent. And it's still Trump plus 1. Nothing's changed. So there's two polls in a row since she's declared her candidacy that if you really dig into the numbers, literally the exact same as with Joe Biden.
Do you think that looking at the polling and, of course, the complete disaster of 2016 when it came to polling credibility, do you think that having Trump down in some polls is a motivator for Republicans? Do you think this could be a good thing for them to realize that it's not a gimme that a lot of people think it's going to be?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Having motivation. Here's the thing, though. If you're not motivated to vote in this election after what you've been experiencing for 4 years, like I don't know if a poll is going to move you. What you're experiencing in your real life should be moving you to the polls or to the ballot.
I, you know, am very curious of how this one's going to play out. And I know that donor money is being spent, but think of all the money that Biden wasted on advertisements before going into this one. So what happens next? Are they going to change everything that quickly, get this back on TV? You really haven't seen too many Donald Trump ads on television. Now, keep in mind, I'm in Michigan, a battleground state where they have been running it nonstop prior to him stepping down. You're not seeing as much. You are seeing some, but not as much. You see the super PACs or whatever come in there. And Donald Trump's a racist, you know, type of super PACs where they mention these sort of things. And then they say, not affiliated with any party. I'm like, okay, whatever. I think that whatever the next blitz is going to be, it's going to be super dirty, whatever it may be. They're going to do everything they can. And this people online are already trying to push this Project 2025 even further. I'm really surprised they're going to hitch their wagon to Project 2025 as their way to get into the White House, honestly. Let's look at this, too. Did you see that one clip about Kamala Harris' brat? Do you know what that's all about?
I saw it, but I don't know what the connection is. Kamala Harris' brat. No, tell me.
I, I was hoping you could tell me because it's one of those stupid internet things.
Yeah.
But I was going to try to like tie this in basically to say that so much of these strategies are so, they make it look like it's organic, but it is so forced and old and stupid that I got to imagine the people that even like her are looking at it and rolling their eyes. But they look at this and they say, this is how we're going to be able to connect with the younger generation because we need the young kids to go out there and vote. Otherwise, we're not going to get Kamala Harris into the White House. So we need to do a Kamala Brad or whatever the stupid thing is as an organic strategy. And again, I love it when things like that backfire because it's just so stupid to so many people.
So the Brat thing is something that I believe it's Charlie XCX, who is a pop star. It's something that she came up with, and it's kind of like she made it out to be, well, actually, whenever I heard her define what it was just a bunch of nothing and word salad, but it's supposed to be an attitude, but like you just pointed out, and Ryan just pointed out, is like, hey, what is this deal with this Kamala Brat thing? Well, if you guys don't know what it is, and you guys are plugged in, nobody's going to know what it is that's really going to be a massive factor in this coming election. They want to make her hip with the young kids. But I don't know that these young kids that they're trying to make her hip with are going to be voting in significant enough numbers for this to even matter. Yeah. And it's so organic, as you pointed out. It's so organic that they
make it look like it's organic.
They had to contact Charlie XCX to get permission to use it.
I just want to see Kamala Harris be in front of a group of kids that think that's really funny. And just say, back in my day, I would have thrown you all in jail for marijuana. Just, you know, back in my day, I would have had you all rounded up. But now I'm asking for your vote.
Wait, I'm getting lost here. The Bratz thing is a pro Kamala thing?
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't get this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be edgy and pro. Cool and hip.
So she's a brat, and that's supposed to be kids looking at her going, oh, she's kind of like me. I'm a brat.
She's a brat.
That's the thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bold strategy, Cotton.
All the popular brats and cartoon shows geared towards children. That's what they're doing. They're basically trying to orient this towards child voters that are just turning 18.
Yeah, right.
And are coming off of a generation where they watch Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon nonstop. And, oh, I'm a brat just like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of cartoon brats. I guess there is a cartoon called Bratz. That's her, just one of the girl brats, I guess.
Right. Before we get to a break, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I've been watching. I misquoted myself here because I was looking at all these numbers all day, and I just want to straighten this out. When I said the NPR PBS Marist poll was even, that is not true. I screenshotted this earlier so I wouldn't forget it, and I looked back and it was, oh, no, that's right. So back in July, early July, Kamala Harris, theoretically at that point, versus Donald Trump, Kamala Harris was +1.
Oh.
Since she's declared her candidacy, this poll just came out yesterday. It is now Donald Trump +1 in the same poll. And then CNN just released one. This is the one where I'm really diving in even as we speak. CNN just released one that has Trump +3. And this is all since she's declared.
Oh, interesting. Well, we'll see how this one plays out. And we'll see what Joe Biden has to say about it later tonight. He's going to give his full, I'm sure, wholehearted and totally 100% his decision on why he decided to step back and then let Kamala Harris be the running for the person running for office moving forward. I'm sure by 8 o'clock tonight, wouldn't it be great if Joe Biden went on there? He said, I'm going rogue, folks. They forced me to do this. I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
They told me I came up here and I dropped out of the race. That's not a fact, Jack.
About?
Not a joke.
That's not my signature.
Yeah. He actually runs up and punches the teleprompter and gets right in the face of the camera. He goes, listen, they're lying to you. Yeah.
They pop up like the technical difficulty sign.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Okay. Joe Biden has the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever tonight. Then.
Yeah. MSNBC comes back on. Well, appears we're having some problems.
He carries a look real close. I'm not dropping out.
All right, we have one more segment coming up. Still a couple of minutes to vote in the YouTube poll. Go do that now. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Oh, please let that be the case. Please. I think if he wanted his approval rating to shoot up, he does that.
Yeah, I'd approve of him if he did that.
I would approve of that, too. I'd say yes. Yes. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.